call.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
words in the title of this recording, Seven Secrets of Selling to Women, are usually considered as synonymous, women and secrets. The unusual feature is the fact that secrets are being revealed, but the author, Dorothy Walters, is an unusual woman. A few years ago, she and her husband, with two small children, faced an economic crisis. It was necessary to augment the family income. Dorothy, or Dottie as she's known to thousands of friends, met the situation by discovering within herself a tremendous talent, the ability to sell. Since that time, through cultivation of her talent, she's enjoyed dynamic success in the fields of advertising, sales training, writing, and lecturing. Surely, no other person, male or female, is more eminently qualified to reveal the seven secrets of selling to women than Dottie Walters.
For centuries, woman has been like the Sphinx of Egypt, an eternal mystery to men. Men have cursed her, loved her, enslaved her, worshipped her, but they've always been mystified by her. Now in our modern commercial world, man must try to sell her. Since today most men sell their products or services either directly or indirectly to women, the key to the mystery of why women act as they do is important to every sales organization. American big business is ardently pursuing the American woman customer. All sorts of specialists are being enlisted and millions spent in the quest for the enigmatic, glittering prize, the female buyer. And as if this were not hard enough, men must also sell women no matter where they go, in their homes, in their offices, and in the offices of their clients. Oftentimes, selling the wife of a prospect will turn the trick of closing a sale. The purpose of this recording is to unveil the seven secrets of selling to all women. You see, the fundamental difference in men's and women's sales techniques can be explained in this way. A man, accosted by a fierce dog, will say, "Nice dog," while he gropes around for a big rock as a weapon. But a woman, faced with the same problem, will call softly, "Nice doggy," until the poor brute is convinced that he is an utterly charming dog. So in order to sell a woman, you must beat her at her own game. Ever since Eve sold Adam the apple, women have been the experts at persuasion. When you don't sell a woman, remember, she has sold you on no. The first mistake most men make in trying to sell women is that they endeavor to understand them. Now, frankly, women do not want to be understood. The mystery of women you protest so roundly is something we realize is essential to our charm. If you understood all the workings of our minds, we fear you'd love us much less. So the more you press to understand us, the more devious we become. Actually, understanding is a woman's job. A man complains, "My wife doesn't understand me," and feels wronged because she does not. The truth is, she probably understands him all too well. So, let us women do the understanding, while you men practice these seven secrets, and we'll buy whatever you want to sell us with enthusiasm.
Thank you. You're listening to RadioValencia.fm, and we're here in the studio. Oh my god. We're here in the studio, and there's a rainbow. My god, there's a rainbow above the mixing console. Above the mixer, there's a... No, there's two rainbows. There's two rainbows above the mixer. Oh my god. There are two rainbows above the mixing console. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh my god. There's two... No, wait a... Hold on, wait a minute. Rick, is this some kind of joke or something? Wow, they're real. These are really two rainbows over the mixing console here at Radio FM. What? What does it mean? What? Oh my god. Oh my god. What does it mean? How could it be? Oh my god. I can't believe. I can't believe this bit has come all the way from the internet to radio. And the... Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my god. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing consoles.
so alone. Desire, touch the bed we were together. Leave me stranded naked. Desire, find control. We'll be right back.
Presenting your host on Stairway to Stardom, Mr. Frank Massey.
Never think of the cost. Never think of what you lost along the way. On the Stairway to Stardom, maybe today's your big day.
Thank you, thank you, and welcome to the show. It's a brand new show, and we're gonna expose some fine talent from the tri-state area.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morn, a poor little baby child is born. His mama cries, 'cause there's one thing that she don't need, is another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Oh, people, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand. He's gonna grow to be an angry young man someday. Why, take a look at you and me. Are we that blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? And the world. And the hungry little boy with the runny nose plays on the streets as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight. In desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun and steals a car. He tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. A crowd gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand. Oh, people, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand. He's gonna grow to be an angry young man someday. Hey, take a look at you and me. Are we that blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? As her young man died on a cold and gray Chicago morn, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. In the ghetto. Yeah.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
We'll be right back. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zeus.
Hello, we is speaking. Yeah. Yeah. No, this is really not a very good time. I'm sorry. No, I'm entertaining a house balloon. Oh, look, would you just take me off your list?
You cannot hide on a desert island or on a raft in the Bering Sea. In some small shack in the hills of Thailand. Wherever you are, that's where they'll be. Switch away. Once you've switched, you will hear from Pac-Bell, Sprint, or AT&T. Just 5 cents to call Long Island. Switch to me, back to me. They won't let you sleep. They'll call in your dreams. You're on the list now. For telemarket schemes, you can't run, they'll find you. You can't hide,
just for you. A special offer. 1 month free. 1 month free. Won't you try? Come and buy MCI. One day they'll free me. If I move to Mecca, my head peering out from a full body shroud. If still they call me as though I'm in Tribeca, loud and clear I will scream. MCI, ATT, let me be. Still they call me, though my name they can't quite say. And the spouse they always ask for, though I tell them I'm gay. Then I call their customer service, and the answer came to me. When they call, I play them music, say please hold and watch TV. Don't ask why, say bye bye.
I thank the Lord I was born a boy. Just playing and relaxing is such a joy. I don't clean house or wash the dishes. The Lord made those chores for the missing. So wash it and dishes and scrub them hands. A man ain't meant to have fish pan hands. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in. Eating and a drinking while you're home with the kids, a pooping and a stinking. So bake that bread and make that jelly, cook that food to fill my belly. I was never one to break tradition. A woman's place is in the kitchen. Hold the weeds and mow the lawn. For recreation, you can scrub the junk, then hurry to the store and do the shopping, and rush back home, commence scrubbing and a mopping. I didn't marry you because you're good looking. I married you for your good home cooking. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in. A woman's place is in. Oh, I said it's in the kitchen. It's in the kitchen. It's in the kitchen. Don't you be giving me none of your lips now, honey.
Do you like acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? Then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Señores y señoras, nosotros tenemos más influencia con tus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regado de la misión Radio Valencia.